What's up, y'all? It's your boy Matt Bart from All the Lion Herbs and Recipes. And tonight we're going to talk about diabetes. Basically, the onset of diabetes is a new disease that's a first world disease. Basically, it's come on with the onset of the Industrial Revolution, technology, and the advent of transportation, big sugar, and big corn. So basically what happened is in about 1965, big sugar paid the equivalent of around $4,800 to $6,500, about $50,000 in today's money, to tell Harvard scientists to point the blame at saturated fat and not sugar for the cause of heart disease. This one thing right here has caused more deaths than World War II and World War I combined. Over 151 million people total have combined over this simple act of greed. So basically, big sugar got three Harvard scientists together. They wrote this report because people were dropping dead of heart attacks in the 50s and they didn't know what it was. Well, it turns out it was saturated fat. And so, it turns out it was sugar, not saturated fat, as they point the blame at. So they knew that this would kill the sugar industry. So they paid these scientists equivalent of $50,000. And then they put this report in the New England Medical Journal, one of the most prestigious medical journals in the world. And after that, this was the standard. And as of today, doctors around the world are still recommending the dietary guidelines that these scientists recommended under false pretenses. So these are some of the scary things that are going on with diabetes. So you know it's a business, a big business at that. So just real quick, I'm going to give you some things for diabetes regulation, real fast, real quick, raw and uncut. First thing you want to do is drink a gallon of spring water every day, okay? While fasting, I suggest a 3 to 30 day fast while drinking spring water. That'll give your body a chance to eliminate all mucus and inflammation in the guts, all sugars, saturated fats, and hidden byproducts of the pills from the metformins and stuff that you're taking. The metformins break down and go to your feet because of the sucrose and the cellulose in the pills. And if you're not active, they don't have an escape route. So that's what's causing the neuropathy in diabetic patients nowadays. Ways to get rid of diabetes, I suggest you go to your local Mexican mart, get you some nopal cactus, take the cactus back to the butcher shop, tell them you're a diabetic, and they'll know what to do with it. They'll cut the nopal cactus up into small pieces and chunks for you, take out any of the cactus needles in there, and then you take it home. You're going to take some of those nopal cactus, begin to blend those up in your smoothies with a burro banana, and begin to drink those every day. You need to make that your best friend. Those are great for insulin regulation. This right here alone will balance out your blood insulin levels, okay? Next, you want to do, go to my website, www.com. You want to get some green food and 102 Mineral Plus. 102 provides the body with 102 of the body's maximum mineral count, sea moss, bladder wrack, and burdock root. You take one of these every day since your body's lacking minerals. You need this for your proper mineral balance so your body doesn't pull minerals from another place in your body, so you're always deficient somewhere else. Okay, next you want to cleanse the pancreas. This is the little area right under your stomach. This is the most important for the insulin regulation. So if you have diabetes, your pancreas is blocked. So this is what you need to do. You need to take green food, about 2 to 4 capsules a day. Now this has herbs such as nopal powder, dandelion root, your rocky herbs, burdock root, sarsaparilla, tila herbs, guaco, guinea hen weeds, and many other words. It's a chlorophyll dense pill. And this, when taken, begins to cleanse out the pancreas real fast. Now, if all three of these were taken together with a shot of Life Tonic, 3 1-ounce shots a day, this cleanses the body on an intercellular level. And it's made with other 40 alkaline herbs. This, taken in tandem along with fasting, is guaranteed to either balance the diabetes or simply eliminated within 21 to 30 days. Okay, what I mean by fasting and diet regulation is fasting 3 to 30 days, meaning no food, drinking spring water every day to give your body a chance to begin to naturally heal. Because what happens is your body uses 35% of its energy for digestion. After 72 hours, when fasting, that 35% of energy, since there's no, that it's no longer using that energy for digestion, that the brain sends signals to the body, so that energy begins to be converted towards healing or where it needs to go. So basically, the longer you fast, the faster you're going to heal. Okay, when taking those herbs in tandem, these begins to cleanse out the pancreas, gives your body the minerals that you're lacking, and so you begin to get the balance in your body. Also raising the pH balance in your body, holding your pH balance above 7.1. These are things that are going to begin to stabilize and hold the pH balance up. Okay, food you want to eat, you want to study the Dr. Sebi food list. You want to begin to learn and master that. You could eat approved greens such as amaranth, dandelion greens, garbanzo greens, azotes, mushrooms, nopales, okra. Okay, any Dr. Sebi approved fruit such as seeded apples, cherries, dates, figs, seeded grapes, key limes, mangoes, seeded watermelons, oranges, papayas are good. Any fruits like that when you want to eat. The type of grains you want to use are amaranth, fonio, quinoa, and rice, spelt, teff, and wild rice. That's one of my favorites. Approved sweeteners, okay? One of the ones I really recommend is date sugar and agave syrup. The agave will also begin to regulate the blood sugar, believe it or not. So you can put that in your teas, whether you're drinking chamomile, elderberry, fennel tea, red raspberry, gordolobo, stinging nettle. Those are another alkaline tea, soursop tea. That's great for diabetes regulation right there. So when I use those 102 Mineral Plus, the green food, the Life Tonic, along with fasting and a dietary change, what I've noticed with the people is between 21 to 30 days, either they're, depending on their severity of their diabetes, either type 1 or type 2, what I notice is their diabetes is either greatly improved or it's non-existent or it's balanced out. So those are some of the things that I like to use for diabetes regulation. Y'all be blessed. Yaman. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Mac Art from Alkaline Herbs and Recipes. Tonight we're going to go over a few alkaline herbs. Right now we're going to start with sage. Sage is also known as sage officinalis. Has numerous common names. Some of the best known are sage, common sage, garden sage, golden sage, white sage, true sage, culinary sage, and Dalmatian sage. Cultivated forms include purple and red sage. Some of the benefits of sage, and it clears negative energy from the smudging. It contains over 160 distinct polyphenols, which act as antioxidants. It boosts memory, cognition, treats inflammation, improves bone health. One of the things I like to do with sage is take some warm spring water, take some sage leaves, let it sit for maybe 2 to 3 hours, take those leaves out, then strain my mouth with that. That acts as a natural mouthwash, helps with the gums, gets rid of gingivitis and many other dental problems. Another great herb is Herbo de Sapo. Okay, it's a perennial plant. Okay, some of the benefits of Sapo, it helps with proptosis or whooping cough and urinary tract infections. It acts great for STDs. It's a wonderful aphrodisiac. It treats fevers. It burns, and it's great for gastronomical problems. Another herb that I like, which is real good, real high in iron, sarsaparilla. You always want to get wildcrafted Mexican sarsaparilla. It's a perennial training vine with prickly stems that's native to Mexico and Central America. Common names include sarsaparilla, Honduran sarsaparilla, and Jamaican sarsaparilla. Those are like the best sarsaparillas, all wildcrafted though. Okay, some of the benefits, it
definitely increased the sexual desires. The saponins found in sarsaparilla increases and helps in the absorption of the herbs. It increases blood flow to genitalia. It increases the iron in the body, increases oxygen in the veins, and acts as an anti-inflammatory for arthritis. I like to use that herb with a different high tandem of other iron herbs, such as yellow dock, stinging nettle, elderberry, and a few iron herbs for a nice high concentrate of a bioferro herb, which is great for cleansing and nourishing the blood. That always works great. Another herb that you would want to use for cleansing the gut, what helps with the chelation, maybe with the black walnut hull and some other herbs, is a rhubarb root. Okay, now some of the benefits: it fights neurological damage to the brain, it boosts digestion health, it fights with constipation, it boosts brain health, and cleanses the gut. So, like I said, when you mix that with one part of this rhubarb root, one part maybe of a petrosia herb, and one part of a black walnut herb, and maybe some Cascus sagrada, you begin to have a nice chelate, which is great for cleansing the gut. Okay, like I just said, petrosia or brucellia is an herb which has historically been used in Mexico and Native American herbal traditions for generations. The benefits of the petrosia herb or brucellia: it breaks down small gallstones, so it's great for the liver. Okay, it's great for the kidneys. It acts as a blood purifier. It detoxes the liver. It relieves arthritis. It fights type 2 insulin-resistant diabetes and aids in fighting cataracts. So basically, the petrosia herb can be used in many different ways in order to fight many different things. So the petrosia, when used in tandem with maybe a dandelion, a chamomile, a hydrangea root, those will work good for breaking down things in the gallstones. Okay, for blood purifier, if you mix it with other iron herbs, it's going to be good for purifying the blood. And like I said before, detoxing the liver with the hydrangea root, the nopal, the red clovers, and everything, those work good on detoxing the liver. Okay, for the type 2 diabetes insulin resistance, so you would want to mix that with some nopal. Okay, maybe a high mineral, a little bit of sea moss and bladderwrack, just a little bit for the mineral content. Some Iraqi herb, some cedar bark, and some balsam wood, and some wild yam for the beginnings of a nice heavy diabetic tonic or capsule form, which would be good in breaking down and eliminating the insulin, thus cleansing the pancreas and getting rid of all the diabetic infection, which is basically blocking out and causing the defect in the liver production in the insulin, excuse me, the insulin production in the liver. Okay, speaking of which, we're talking about nopal, and you know, nopal's word for Nepali for the pads of the plant is a common name of Spanish, okay, for the Optotuna, being approximately 114 known species. Okay, native to Mexico. The benefits of nopal, like I said, it regulates the blood sugar. It's just gonna go in and cleanse the pancreas out. It heals wounds. It's great for eczema. Okay, it fights cholesterol, has many antioxidants, and it acts as an anti-inflammatory. It can be used to energize the body when fasting. So you could take the plant, break it open, use some of the sap, put it on your face. It's gonna act as an inflammatory, heal wounds. You're going to take the plant. You can eat the cactus apples. Those are great for regulating diabetes. Now you're going to go to your local Mexican mart or wherever. Like I say, you're going to take the nopales, go to the man in the back and say, "Yo, amigo, I'm diabetical." He's going to cut the nopal pads up into small chunks. You begin to take those home. You can make sopa de nopales, which is a soap that's good for regulating diabetes. Or you can begin to take those nopal small chunks, blend them with some spring water, burro bananas, or maybe a little bit of agave, some mangoes, and begin to drink that. 2 to 3 times a day. And believe it or not, that's going to begin to regulate your blood insulin levels and your diabetes and cleanse the pancreas out. I promise you that. As long as you change your diet, no processed foods, plenty of spring water, no sugars or dairy products, you'll be good. Another herb that's great for iron is the nettle or urtica dioica, often called stinging nettle, okay, or nettle leaf. Okay, the benefits of nettle, it's great. It's high in iron. It lowers the blood pressure. It lowers, fights infections. It fights cholesterol. It helps with the stomach line. It heals the stomach line. It treats inflamed prostates. So it's one of the herbs I would use and have used for different type of testo boosts in men and testo cleansing in females too, you know what I mean, to reduce not testo cleaning in females but uterine cleansing in females, where you would begin to use this herb with maybe like a red clover, hydrangea root, a strong back herb, and different tandem of herbs. And these herbs begin to break down the fibroids in the female, along with in the male, if you were going to use this, along with some yohimbe root, some strong back herb, some wild yam, some stinging nettle, some sarsaparilla, and a few other herbs, these things begin to break down and fight the inflammation in the male reproductive area. So these are some of the wonderful, great benefits of herbs that are out there. And one thing about the alkaline diet, a majority of the herbs in the alkaline diet are native to the Americas. So y'all be blessed. Take that information in. Begin to look at the herbs. Research them. Always look for wildcrafted herbs. If you're looking for products, products can always be got at www.alkalineherbsandrecipes.com. That's www.alkalineherbsandrecipes.com. You can go to my Instagram at alkalineherbsandrecipes.com. Y'all be blessed. Yaman.